It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I just saw this story of a biker in the States, and I've seen Jack, you know, most bikers, most people on motorcycles are respectful. They're not crazy. They understand the inherent risk that comes with riding a motorcycle. I rode a motorcycle for one summer, and I stopped because I had a near miss. Wait a minute. The old George Carlin rule. A near hit, not a near miss, in an accident. And I was like, I put the bike away, and then I just never brought it back out because I was scared to do it. This guy either has balls of steel or brain like dump truck. He was driving down an American freeway doing 104 miles an hour. Now, 104 miles an hour on a crotch rocket is not, I mean, that may seem insanely fast for you and I in a car, but on a motorcycle, that's nothing. But still, if you've ever been on a motorcycle, that feeling of going 104 miles an hour is terrifying. Because there is nothing to stop you. Now, not only is he going that fast, but he decides to jump up and stand on the motorcycle. So they've caught him on police cameras, by the way, again, doing 104 miles an hour while standing on his motorbike. You just wait for a random bee. I've been hit by a bee on a motorcycle. It's like you were shot. That's all it takes is one bee, and this man's life is over. But he got back down on the bike just in time to be arrested.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I'm all full up of suggestions of shows to watch. You know what? My list is so long, I don't think there's ever a way I'm going to get through it. So stop suggesting shows for me to watch. All right, I know I need to watch Fallout. I get it. I haven't even watched The Last of Us yet. Is that what it's called? See, I don't even know if it's what it's called anymore. The Boys, I haven't watched that. Mayor of Kingstown, I've watched like three episodes of that, and then I was like, I got busy. The Three Body Problem, I don't even know what that is. I haven't even watched the sequel. What is it? The sequel to Game of Thrones. What's that follow-up one? I haven't even watched that one yet. Palm Royale, everybody say, oh, you got to watch that. No, I haven't done it. Yellow Jacket, Shogun. I haven't seen any of these. Okay, but I am literally going through a list I am keeping of shows people have suggested I watch. Severance. I have seen the first season of Severance. I have not seen anything since. I know it's a great show, and I should be left with a cliffhanger. I don't know what happens after that. No idea. There are too many shows to watch right now. So can we just put everything on pause? Can we have another strike, another writer strike, please? Just so we can catch up. And then after that, like even just a month, nah, I'm going to need more than a month. 6 months. 6 months off from creating new content.
Chad and Evan Daly.
According to experts, there are certain things you should do when it comes to maintaining your computer. These are things that you should do, they say, every month. Every month you should do these with your computer. So you should delete the files you don't need. Okay, right. Clutter. You know all that clutter. My desktop is an absolute horror show. Just files all over the place. Clean your hardware. I mean, your keyboard is disgusting. So give it a little spray out with that stuff that you huff every now and then. That's actually, you're supposed to use that to spray the keyboard. So try that. Update your software. Of course. Run a privacy check. You don't want weirdos getting into your computer and seeing all the weird stuff you do, right? Keep them out of there. Also, remove unused apps. Fair enough. Back up your files. That's right. All those pictures. You don't want those going missing. And then tidy up your browser. Tidy up your browser. Mm-hmm. Right. Telling a guy to tidy up their browser is like reminding somebody to breathe. We already know how to do it.
Chad and Evan Daly.
This is a really sad story, but not overly shocking. So when O.J. Simpson died last week, It was said in the statement that he died surrounded by his children and grandchildren. I don't know why somebody lied, but they're saying that is actually not the case. This is really sad. But they say the 76-year-old O.J. Simpson had a soul visitor with him when he died. And they're not saying who, but they're just saying it was a, quote, close family member, and that's it. Not, again, no kids or grandkids around him. He had two daughters, two sons. Apparently, they weren't there. It was just one person. I don't know why in the statement they would say surrounded by his children and grandchildren. But, I mean, when dad kills mom, that's a little, allegedly.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We are getting to that point where kids are starting to get high school summer gigs, you know? Those jobs just for the months of June and July and August, you know, just to get a little extra cash. I don't know why, to spend on whatever kids spend their money on nowadays, dungarees. I asked you, what's the best high school job you ever had? I remember when I was in high school, I worked at a gas station, the old Lanigan Esso. That's right. It was great, too, because you got to hang out with all your friends still. You knew where all the parties were. You were kind of the social hub of a small town. So it was nice that way. You didn't feel left out even though you were at work. So I asked you guys on Facebook. Jeff says he was a birthday party magician. He said the best perk was free cake. Yeah, free cake is a pretty nice perk. Alton says, I worked concrete during the summer and even kept the job after high school. Hard work, but lots of hours. Yeah, that hard work teaches you something, too. Actually, I did demolition for one summer. And I will never do it again. That's when I realized manual labor isn't for me. Seriously. Matthew and Jonathan both said they worked their high school years riding those Dickie D bikes around, serving ice cream. Matthew loved it because every day was payday. He just took money. That was it. Jonathan said he liked riding the Dickie D bike because he didn't have to worry about skipping leg day. And he got a great farmer's tan. Yeah, okay. Sherry worked at A&W. She said it was a good job, but could not deal with the late night bar crowd. Oh, God. Yeah, I could only imagine. Sean, my first real job was at 7-Eleven when I was 17. Loved it. Got paid to hang out with cool people. Hated working holidays, though. So, and I bet, yeah, Sean says, I left with some stories. I would imagine working at a 7-Eleven, yeah. And Richard says, camp counselor. Yeah, everyone hooks up. And no one gets murdered by Jason.
Chad and Evan Daly.
This is some grade A bull crap, and I think it's just a power trip on security's side of things when it comes to travel. A family was on a vacation, a dream vacation, traveling through Europe, okay? And they were flying from England to Spain to celebrate the new year. This was earlier this year. All right? They were very, very excited. So it was two parents and their son. And he was 19. This was his very first flight. Okay? He had never been on a plane before. At the age of 19. So he's been looking forward to it for a long, long time. They get ready to go onto the plane. And he is refused entry. He cannot fly on the plane because of his passport. You're saying, Chad, his passport was probably expired. Well, no, that's not the case. He had a 1 centimeter tear in his passport. 1 centimeter. And they did not let him on the plane because they said, well, you can't have damage to your passport. A flying document can, an identification document cannot be damaged in any way. And the airline backed him up. Ryanair said, yeah, no, that's right. They did the right thing. They're not supposed to let you on the flight if your documentation is damaged in any way. Some people say that, and again, the ruling on this is loosey-goosey. Some authorities say that they should let him on the plane as long as they can still correctly identify him with the document. The 1 centimeter tear wasn't, you know, infringing on his picture or anything. It was just a little tear in the passport. Things happen, you know? So as if you weren't paranoid already when you travel. I know whenever I go to the airport, I always have to check. I will check probably 10 to 15 times in the Uber ride to the airport alone to see that I have my passport. And then when I get to the airport, I check to see if I have my passport. And then when I get to check-in, I check to see if I have my passport. Then I hand them my passport. Then I check to make sure they gave me my passport back. And then I check to see if I have my passport before I go through security. And then at security, I make sure I check my passport. Then I make sure that I checked where I put my passport to go through the metal detector. And then on the other side, I check to see if I have my passport still. And then before I get on the plane, I check to see if I have my passport. Actually, before I get my coffee, I check to see if I have my passport. I get anxiety.
Chad and Evan Daly.
This story comes from Sacramento, California, and this is a story of innovation. And porch pirates nowadays, porch pirates, let's face it, scum of the earth. Okay, I hate porch pirates. I always laugh when I see the videos of, you know, what's his face? Filling up the sparkle things, all those packages full of sparkles, and the porch pirates open them when they get home, and it's fart spray and sparkles flying all over the place. I love those videos. You know, it's justice. But this is one for the porch pirates that I could actually laugh at. And there is some genius to this. So a porch pirate waits for the homeowner to leave that day, knowing that that person is expecting a package. So they dress up in a garbage bag, take a garbage bag, tie it up, cut out the bottom, and then put it over their body and sit right beside the door and just wait for the package to come. Now, not only do they have a disguise from the doorbell camera or the camera that's watching, they have the ability to just sit there and wait for the package to come. They can hear it as soon as it's put literally right by their feet. They lifted the garbage bag up, put it over the package, took the package, walked away in the garbage bag, and it was all theirs. Keeping in mind, this is in California, and they waited for quite some time. So I hope the crazy amount of sweat was worth it.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So Tim Hortons. I love Tim Hortons. All right, I'll preface that. I'll say I've had a Tim Hortons coffee already this morning. It's the lifeblood. I need my coffee in the morning. And it can't be a fancy Starbucks one. I'm just, hey, listen, call me, call me basic. But I love my Tim Hortons or even a Robin's coffee every night. Listen, it's all good. But Tim Hortons had a little bit of a mess up. So they sent out an email to several contestants of the Roll Up the Rim contest and telling them that they had won a boat worth nearly $60,000. So there were a lot of people very excited about it. One person said, quote, I was definitely excited, and my wife was on her way out the door, and I called her back. I was a bit in shock. We verified the email address, and it looked legit. Well, it was legit, and it was from Tim Hortons. But Tim Hortons sent another email out later on that day saying that it was a mistake. A technical error resulted in incorrect information about rolls or prizes being included in your roll up to win recap email, which you received today, is what the company said. So people are very disappointed. Now, I don't know if there's going to be, you know, people fighting for that boat or not over this. I have no idea. But it's like there's a solution. That solution is this. Have people roll up a rim. It doesn't make sense to call it roll up to win or roll up the rim if nobody's rolling up a rim. What are they rolling up? They're opening an app. That's not rolling up anything. Back in the day, you would get the cup, you would roll up the rim, and it would tell you the prize right there. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. It was written in plain saliva-covered writing what you had won. And then you would hand it over to the person at Tim Hortons, the poor person working the drive-thru, and you'd say, listen, look through my slobber. That's what I've won. How do I claim that prize?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daly. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.